Welcome to the Zave and Michelle for Breakfast podcast for Ross's Auctions. Save big on everything trade and more with Ross's Auctions. Auctions.com.au. MD5681. Zave and Michelle for Breakfast. 92.9 Triple M.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Friday edition of the podcast. Oh, it's a big podcast coming up, guys.
I'll be the judge of that.
What do we talk about?
Ryan Daniels reference?
Will be in there. Rhino made it.
Yeah, he did. Rhino, two brace with Ryan today. Plenty of stuff. Some jousting going on Twitter. Mm-hmm. East v West. He don't want to talk about it. He's embarrassed
about it. He doesn't, but he does.
He does. One of those. A bit of that stuff. And also, we talked about the weakest, weakest complaints.
Yeah, exactly. That stems from a woman who made over 20,000 complaints about, I'm in a flight zone. I reckon probably the airport might have been there before you. I don't know. I'm just playing around.
They do get close. I played golf down near the airport the other day, and the planes are just on your head. They're very loud.
I must admit, sometimes in Leaderville, obviously for whatever reason, every now and then, a flight path, very rarely, a flight path has changed. And it was late at night one night, and I was like, oh, this ain't good.
What, over Leedy?
Yeah. I don't know what it was.
Really?
Probably RAF or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. No.
Just mucking around.
The show flying.
Yeah.
The Red Bull planes are in town.
I've never ever seen her. It was ages ago, and it was once, and I was like, what are you doing coming over this way? Yeah.
We talked about that as well. X-Files had some gold in there today as well. And the walkout songs, we worked out what walkout songs we're using for tomorrow. It's a $10,000 kick over the swan as well.
One of my favourite ones, the kick over this one will be fantastic tomorrow. But one of my favourite ones, remember it was a walkout song and the guy, I think it was the theme that plays on the Halo game, and he got Beyonce's Halo instead. He was a fighter.
He mixed it up.
But he rolled out and he's like, it's the wrong one. It's right. But then he knew all of Beyonce's lyrics to Halo.
UFC.
It was brilliant.
It's a good song.
It was brilliant.
Is it the UFC?
How can you fight after that?
It might have even been
like Bam Bam or someone like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He grabbed it with both hands and then just kept rolling, and it was like, no, this works. Where it could have been like, oh, my God. Mm. It was like,
good on him.
This guy might win.
Nothing else he can really do.
Halo's a beautiful song.
Beyonce.
It's one of my favourites.
I do like that song, Halo.
Gorgeous.
Beyonce. Yeah. That's all coming up in the podcast. A couple of things from today, guys. Good, ex-revenge story for you. This is in Turkey. So they're Uber Eats over there in Turkey. You don't pay for it straight away. You pay at the door. So you order the food, come to the door, and then you just give them the cash. Take it easy. So a guy found out that his girlfriend was cheating on him. So to get back at her, he ordered 50 Uber Eats orders.
Kept sending them there.
All these bloody food delivery guys have rocked
too
up.
Too much food, no sexy time with the cheating partner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's not bad at all.
It's not bad. Yeah. I still, my key one, do you remember this? So you go on eBay, you buy 500 keys and 500 key tags.
Oh, my God, that's
and then you write your ex's name on there on the key tags and leave them around. Yeah, if found, call this number. Just around Perth, just twinkle them around.
What about when you're in a public toilet somewhere and it's like, blowy any time. They put someone's number down there.
That's good standard gear.
I just had to do a quick scout of who was listening out there. Right?
Meerkat down, we're fine.
You just know that. No, is there any person that's gone, I'll drop my number down under that?
Well, one day when I was like that. Throw a couple of hand grenades out there.
Oh, no, just write it down yourself. Go, no, I meant get one.
And that's how I met him.
A simple phone call is placed.
And that's how you know she doesn't listen to the podcast, because he said that.
There's a joint in South America which is selling on their menu rat steaks and rat broth.
Oh, yuck. I can't think of that.
As well.
That's gross. You want to spew.
Grown in a lab. It's just so you know that they're not diseased.
Grown rat.
No, like a proper rat.
Rat.
Knowing it's got no disease on it, it's still a mind thing.
Absolutely.
It's like, no, this is a rodent.
But you can get a bowl of rat broth, which comes with vegetable spices and a whole fried rat. So it's just a one meal thing.
I'm not contributing to this.
Fried
do you
rat.
Know what?
Butterflied.
I got butterflied. Is this a quail? No, it's a rat. Quails don't have a tail.
It's a rat.
Anything that can look at you on my plate, yeah. I'm not happy with.
No, prawns?
No, thanks.
You don't like a king prawn? I like a king prawn.
I like them. I just don't want them
what
staring at me.
What about a fish that's been like grilled up nicely?
That's hard. Like, because it's tasty, but you're right, stop beady-eyeing me.
Mm.
You know?
The whole fish at a Chinese restaurant is always a bit of an issue, like the chopsticks and stuff, trying to get it through the bones and that kind of thing. That's
or the
tough.
Duck, and that's had its eyes removed. It's just hanging out the front, and you know it's tasty because it goes in a Peking duck thing, but it's like... You resemble yourself as an alive being way too much.
Yeah, like
you know the ye olde with that pig with the apple in the mouth. Nah, not for me.
Not for me. But apparently, rat very high in protein.
That right,
and can help
reduce up with venison.
reduce the risk of diabetes and cancer. So if you're trying to be healthy, mate, get a rat broth down you this weekend.
Very high Nerf gun bullets at my house with a nail in the end.
That's how you cook them.
Have you got a nail in the end and just bang.
Have you got some sneaky rodents trotting around?
Nah, don't have rats.
Oh yeah, no that's rats good. There. That's good.
All right, have a good weekend. Remember to come down tomorrow for the
kick over the swan. He's already checked out. The thing will be there.
Gonna be good. $10,000 gonna be awarded to somebody in Perth. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll chat to you next week.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M. Get qualified today for endless possibilities tomorrow at Australian Training Management, RTO 2431. We live and breathe footy here in the West.
It's that time of year.
So we've called on the expert.
Yeah, he probably is.
In the field.
Pure talent. He has carved out a fantastic career.
Our expert, Ryan Daniels.
Ryan, welcome to the show. He's here.
What's that? I don't know.
Enjoy it. Because
Sean's
he
got
was
a new button. Yeah, I just found it. He's now got three buttons.
Nah, hit it again. Go on. There you go.
There it is. Sounds good. Don't overuse it, though.
Well, keep it in there. Keep the powder dry, mate.
Otherwise,
you might need
it's
it.
Not special. He dilutes it every time he touches it.
What may be special, Zave was saying he was almost getting excited about something that East v West. What was going on?
Well, I threw an accusation at Ryan over the last 12 months. So I feel like the only thing he's breaking is Kit Kats at the moment, not many stories.
Lots of Kit Kats.
And we've gone back and forth as a joke because he does a wonderful job. But someone over east by the name that rhymes with Rom Morris.
Oh, Rom.
Rom Morris, also known as Tom Morris.
Yeah.
That's the worst rhyming ever, by the way.
Has stepped foot in WA and started kit-catting a few stories from over here.
Crossed over the border.
Crossed over the border. Rhino's praying for COVID to come back where no one can get in or out. Anyway, so, Tom Morris went with a story that Draper was out.
Okay.
Rhino saw it and passively aggressively tweeted, still a good chance.
Ooh.
Anyway, last night Draper was named.
Okay.
Rhino dived straight in. Draper's to play. Draper will play.
Double down. Yeah. Why wouldn't you double down?
No. Oh, look, I didn't see Tom's tweet in the first place. No.
He's running his own race.
Just check the information. I'll put it out there. It's got nothing to do with Tom. I like Tom. He's a good operator.
There's certainly some jousting going on here. Appendages going everywhere. It's a swinging contest.
And you've got a clean track record. You're in the clear.
We're doing okay. Josh Draper will play. By the way, have you got a fourth button?
That's not one of the three buttons Sean's got.
Just work on that one for next week. it's good to see Josh Draper. It's minor hamstring awareness.
Okay. It sounds Connor Rosie-ish
to me. It does a little bit, and we'll get into Connor Rosie a bit. What have you got that's aware at the moment, Michelle? I mean, your body part that's aware soreness-wise?
I wake up every day awareness. Totally aware. Yeah.
What's your awareness?
I have a nice little hamstring that's quite aware.
He's got an ear awareness at the moment in and out with the ear.
A little ear infection.
Yeah. That's from the kids.
He does a lot of high diving as well.
That's true.
Makes sense. Been hypoxic swimming lately, all that sort of stuff.
So full of it. Now, Dockers, the coach said that Amos is in, but what's the news? Hang on. You're going to break something? What's happening?
Well, get the Kit Kat. Nah, just. yesterday, Justin Longmuir said he just has to get through training, has to recover well to play. It's the final box to tick with the concussion symptoms and the protocols. Sure. I can tell you he's all good. So Jai Amos will definitely play. He'll line up at full forward. That's a big in for them. I know Paddy Voss played really well last week on his debut, but Jai Amos is he's class. So he'll come come in to the side. Draper will stay in the team. No Sam Switkowski. So that's a bit
he's
of
still
a
got concussion from that.
Yeah.
Was that a big... No, I'm thinking of the...
No, it was just a minor, sort of a minor knock,
yeah,
almost innocuous.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the big one that happened at centre forward v...
Carl Warner?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
No, so Switkowski to hit itself didn't look that bad, but as you know, it doesn't necessarily matter
the
how
one
big
that scrambled me the most was continue playing.
Yeah, right.
And then the next day, I was just a bit like,
whoa. Yeah. So, well, he'll miss another week, which means he'll go into a third week in this, and hopefully he'll be back for the Sydney game next week.
But now, also, no rush.
No. Take your time. Yeah, we've learned enough about the head stuff now that we know it's time to wait. Now, West Coast, do you want to do them now or do you want to wait for them, Shana? You tell me.
No, you're in charge, mate. Do you want to go?
I'm not asking you. He just told you he's got three buttons and now you're going to him for those questions.
He did look confused.
No.
Easy, Sean.
So Big Nose back.
Have a drink.
Big Nose back for West Coast. Harley back on the bike, ready to go. Tom Barris, he's back from suspension. Noah Long as well. And a first gamer, Harvey Johnston.
Yes.
Very quick. This was the announcement yesterday from the West Coast Eagles.
Yes.
Oh, have you got that?
Three buttons.
You don't have that button?
No, three
you don't have that
button.
That's well, twice
was,
you've bailed
it was
him
very
up
exciting.
Twice.
It was very fun. Harvey Johnston got it.
I did say Simo did it in front of the entire club.
Because I was going to say, it's normally just the players, but they had the whole gang in.
So this kid's great. Sandringham Dragons last year, pick 49, very quick.
Yes.
Wingman. And he'll wear number 24, of course, vacated by recently Xavier O'Neill, but most famously John Worsfold.
Hey, I watched footy last night. Sean being an Adelaide supporter, quite pleased. Connor Rosie's story is pretty serious to come out of it.
That's interesting because obviously last week he did his hammy, or sort of did his hammy, and late in the game, and he grabbed at it. And then there was a lot of talk he's going to be out for ages. And then surprisingly, Port said, no, he's fine. He's running. He looks very good. Now, from the start of last night's game, he didn't look like the normal Connor Rosie. Like this guy's one of the best players in the AFL. He looks, he moves beautifully. Not last night. And he got subbed out, three-quarter time?
Just after half-time. He sat off for like 13 minutes or something.
Yes, and then officially got subbed out. And this is what the coach, Ken Hinckley, had to say after the game. He was asked about whether it was a mistake to play Connor.
Yeah, I made a mistake playing Connor Rosie tonight. That was clear. It was obvious. All the testing that we'd done, all the medical support we could get, all the information I could get was... Connor was able to, and I seen it with my own eyes, he was actually able to run as fast as he needed to, kick as long as he needed to. But once fatigue set in tonight, that was clear, and, you know, and I can try and hide behind that, but I'm not coward when it comes to owning a mistake, and that was what it was.
Very strong stuff. Not a
coward. I don't think the word coward needed to be used.
Yeah,
like, I think he picked a player and he got injured. Like,
not a coward. I'm not yellow.
He's good in a haunted house, Ken. He's like, I'm not a coward. I can do this. I'm going through. Don't worry about it. But strong stuff and good to see that he's, you know, on it. Look, he owned
accountability.
It. Yeah, we stuffed up. We shouldn't have played him. But now,
soft tissue. Playing around with soft tissue is always very dangerous.
They need him out there, absolutely. The other thing we want to talk about is Liam Baker. So, obviously, he's out of contract. West Australian guy. Richmond would love to keep him. Fremantle and West Coast would love to have him. So, this weekend, he will be sitting down with Richmond and his management and trying to work through what staying at Richmond would look like.
Who did Richmond play this week?
They play the Fremantle Dockers.
Oh, interesting.
So what you're saying is Fremantle also happen to be in Melbourne.
Well, it's a good little practice run to see what Fremantle have got when you're playing against them.
That's interesting. Yeah, okay.
It is. And if you're having meetings, if you're his management, you're having meetings and you got Liam and Fremantle happen to be in town, I'll just say it wouldn't surprise me if at some point
they
across the weekend
someone
they also
swings
cross
round to
I will
town.
Be at the pub. I'll be at the Duda Gala at 11 o'clock in the morning. If you're there, you're there.
Just waiting at the same ATM or something like that.
I've been a little cheeky. I don't actually know if there is a meeting. But he's definitely sitting with Richmond this week.
Well, he hasn't signed and he's important to Richmond. Richmond are redeveloping. I don't know. What would you give up for Liam Baker? Fremantle?
Well, they've got three first-round picks. Yep. I would give one of them.
Okay.
I counted 11 players that are more important at Fremantle than what Liam Baker would be. And that didn't include Fife in that because he's on the older end of the stick.
Yeah,
11.
Well, it's a really good, strong young list.
Yeah, he's a bottom end of the team player.
But if you're talking about a first round pick, you might be looking at pick 15 to 18, right, in that range.
The way the academies work, it's about pick 60
35, so you may as well do it. We've got a big afternoon tomorrow.
Yeah, we do.
So I was going to ask, if I kicked the furthest, do I win the 10 grand?
Nah, well, hold on. We haven't even. Yes. Oh, you actually just briefly mentioned it before. You'll be one of our celebrity kickers,
yes,
of course.
Right.
You're the jewel in the crown. I've been saying it all week.
I'm very excited.
Just say yes, you'll win. You can win the match.
I can
win. Yeah, you can win.
What's your background? Were you an AFL kid?
No, not really, no.
He's in a Chicago Bulls t-shirt as we speak to him.
Look at the face.
Yeah,
that's condescending.
You're a chance.
I'm just saying, you can win it if you kick it the furthest.
Don't patronise me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't believe a word that comes out of his mouth. So if he says you can win it.
I'm going to start practising tonight.
Yeah, hopefully you find an extra 25 metres overnight.
Okay, hold on. What if I just beat him?
That'd be fine.
No, I've got a bit of a hamstring.
There's a carton on this.
Ryan Daniels, best in the business.
There's been a shake of hands, ladies and gentlemen.
This will be three by Ryan now.
We will see Ryan tomorrow, so you can come and meet Ryan Daniels in the flesh, the face of Channel 7 down tomorrow.
Bring your umbrella. If you've got an umbrella, need signing or anything like that.
Whatever you got. Any merch. He's got anything. You can get qualified today for Endless Possibilities tomorrow at Australian Training Management, RTO 2431. We'll see you tomorrow, Rhino, back on air with us Monday.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
But now I'm just on the Business Insider, because you know me, just keeping abreast of what's going on in the business
BI,
world.
The BI, I call it.
The old BI. Don't touch me. I'm reading the Financial Review, just getting abreast with everything happening out there in the world. But check this out, right? Nearly half of all aircraft noise complaints in Australia last year were filed by a single person.
Wow.
Who complained 20,716 times. Where do they live? Perth.
20,000 complaints.
So they're just shy of accounting for nearly half of the complaints. Okay, right. So they're living. They haven't been named. They're living under a flight path, clearly.
If they are listening, 1-3-5-3, do call in. We want to discuss the 20,000 complaints.
Open forum. Just whinge away. I would say being under a flight path does affect your mental health, because if they're doing this, there's something going on. Bit of a quick breakdown of those stats, okay. So what have we got? Like I said, just nearly 21,000 complaints, okay.
Yep.
If you slept 8 hours a day.
Yep. That's what dreams are made of.
Yeah. That's four complaints. That breaks down to a 16-hour day with four complaints per hour. That's some busy times.
Every 15 minutes we're punching out a complaint.
Every 15 minutes. Do you want to have a cuppa? Do you want to go out for lunch? Can't.
Yeah. Sorry. Or you just got to send eight really quickly, and that's got you 2 hours.
Just punch it out. I want to go shopping on Friday. Send. So four complaints an hour in a 16-hour day. That's 57 complaints a day.
Yeah.
But this leads us to the point of, I don't know how, what are you going to get out of that? They're not going to.
Well, obviously nothing yet.
Yeah, forge ahead. That's determination.
Move the airport.
She's going to be on the next David Goggins podcast. And now here's Maureen. Maureen, you know about persistence. What we want to ask, though, because someone had to field those complaints and log them and all that sort of stuff. As a business, all right, and I'm not saying, like, it must be horrendous living under a flight path. Someone's got to, unfortunately. But as a business, what's the most trifling complaint you've ever had? Like, my service the other day. Or, you know, like, I bought this for $2 and it's only lasted 3 years.
The outrageous complaint.
Yeah. Where you're just like, eye roll. Oh my God, what's going on? So as a business, what's that complaint where you're like, really? Are we doing this? There's a couple on the text. I called an elderly gentleman mate.
Yep.
And he said, I'm old enough to be your grandfather. I'll be complaining about this.
What was he going to call you? Grandfather?
Yeah. Hello, grandfather.
Old-timer. I'll be old-timer to you, thank you.
Come here, old man.
I got a complaint that my co-worker was too happy.
Too happy?
Just watch your smiles. And another person apparently, and this wasn't a high-end retail outlet, my folding of a top was not at level. Yeah. So it gets a bit flimsy.
And our boss came in with our most complained thing on the station.
Acknowledgement of country at the start of our show.
That's the most complained thing about.
Toughen up.
Yep.
Toughen up, guys. Come on. But it's flimsy.
Yep.
These complaints in businesses are flimsy. Who we got first? There's Ave.
Let's go to Sam. Good morning, mate. What was that outrageous complaint you received?
Morning, team. Not so much a complaint, more like a review.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
the,
re-
the review read, great job, fantastic work, wouldn't hesitate to recommend all my friends. 3 out of 5 stars.
No. Oh.
Jeez. How are you getting the other two?
Wow.
Smiled too much.
That's tick, 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 tick. Yeah, too cheerful as he got the job.
I mean, I offered some over-the-pants stuff, but maybe one of the underpants
you
stuff.
You do some over-the-pants.
Thank you, Sam.
Sam with a bit of gear on the way out. On you, Sammy.
I mean, but that's what he got his mind working. Where do I get the other two stars from? I ticked every box. Yeah, all
must
right.
Must be off-field. Must want a bit off-field action. Yeah, I get it.
Roscoe, the auctioneer.
I've never seen an electrician strip.
Morning, guys. Happy Friday. Ross. Worked at a private golf club in Frio about 10 years ago.
Yeah. You'd be rife with the complaints there. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, you got to shower rose petals in front of them when they walk, generally. I had a phone call from a member who complained that there's too much sand in the bunkers.
I tend to agree, Ross. I've not spent enough time in there.
I'm just going to say,
stay out of it. Cheers, Ross.
A couple on the text line. A guy said he was going to his manager. I'm going to go to your manager because he had his nails painted and he was a man.
Right.
The nails painted.
And then
I know so many of my mates who have their nails painted just because they've got little daughters who do it. And you're like, well, okay, use mine. Yeah.
You get into the beauty salon, it's going to happen, you know, exactly. Mm. So he was going to that. Someone else has texted, these people need a real problem, which I do. I can't argue. Yeah. Sometimes if I put something really significant in front of you, and then you'll forget about the painted nail guy down at the shop.
I do laugh at the reviews, though, when you see such a positive review of, like, as we heard before, does everything so well, and they never get 5 stars.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you?
3 stars.
Even when they do the 4 stars. Mm. Was that 80%?
For what? What are you going to get? And just another one on the text. I worked at a drive-through restaurant, and we had a serial complainer that the chips were too hot. Ended one day with me throwing them into the car. I didn't work there long.
Mm. Reminds me of the time I threw the chips out the window when I offered her large chips and she said no, and then she took a handful of mine. So no one had the chips.
No chips.
They went straight out the window.
Good. Okay.
No, fair enough.
What a stance.
It's Triple M.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Tonight, 11:59 / as soon as it ticks over to Saturday morning,
and what
12
will Saturday morning be?
M. May it's going to be huge.
May the 4th be with you.
Absolutely.
At Ross's Auctions.
Ross's Auctions is sorting you out. So they've got a stack of Star Wars stuff. So, guys, this all came
not
from...
Not just a stack, Sharni.
They got so much.
Thousands.
It all came from one single guy who's just obsessed with Star Wars. He's been collecting all this gear all of his life. Potentially $20,000 worth of Star Wars merch that you might not have another opportunity to get your hands on this kind of gear ever again.
Nah. There's so much on Ross's Auctions. Like, I have my eye on a cat excavator.
Yeah.
But then I flip over at midnight and then go, bam, I want Leia, original figurine. Yeah, I'm everywhere on Ross's Auctions.
Get in there. Don't muck around, of course. It does last up till May 14th. But get in early. Blast them out of the water.
All the good stuff's going to be gone straight away. You got to get
in
at midnight.
Here, check this out. What's that laser thing that they use in Star Wars to fight with each other?
Oh, the bloody... E.T. phone home.
He's the worst.
Somebody wrote lightsaber.
It is a lightsaber.
Everyone knows it.
There we go. Get into Ross's Auctions. Get onto auctions.com.au. Set your alarms. 11:59, wake up. Give yourself a minute to get your internet sorted, all that kind of gear, and get on there. There's some good stuff there, Michelle.
Don't even ask what Xavier will be doing at midnight.
Yep.
He'll be
I've already got the
home.
Internet set up, ready to go.
Getting the samurai out. Thanks
you
to Ross's Auctions.
You got the kids, LBU. You sit on that computer. Ted, you're over there. M, you're over there.
Better chance. You know, I'm bidding against myself and my family.
Ross's Auctions, auctions.com.au, MD5681.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M. Zave and Michelle's kick.
That's a ripper.
Over the Swan.
Beautiful kick.
10 contestants going head to head, kicking footies into the Swan River. Whoever kicks it the furthest walking away with $10,000 cash. $5,000 to them personally, $5,000 to the sporting club they are representing.
Yeah. And it's like being 8 years old and Christmas. It's like seemed like it was ages away. Now it's kick eve.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Tomorrow it's going to happen. If you want to come down and have a watch, that'll be about 4 p.m. Our 10 kickers kick off, but it's going to be a huge day, isn't it, Zay?
Yeah, so 4 o'clock, wander on down. It's going to go, there's going to be two rounds, so every kicker will get a kick at the pill. And then there'll be an elimination, so top five will progress through to. And there was a question cast this morning. If someone kicks 70 metres in the first round and only 35 in the second, does their 70-metre kick stand in the final?
Longest stands.
Doesn't stand. It's just like running in the...
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's just like running the Olympics. If you run a 10-second
in the heat,
then you bomb out the final.
You trip over in the final.
Long jump, your longest jump just stands until someone beats it.
Yeah, but they're not heats. That's a final. They're just finals.
All right, this is dumb officially.
Yeah, no, that's a heat.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it's a heat very final. Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, we're going to come out to some songs.
Yes.
Michelle, you'll be kicking at some stage. There's going to be quite a few Triple M guests that are going to be having kicks. So
yes.
Yourself, celebrities. Embers, Danny, Shuey. Ryan Daniels, Hamish Brayshaw, so they'll be launching as well.
I noticed you didn't mention me. I'm in that list too.
I said you'd start.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. No.
Oh, I thought you meant me. I thought you said me for coming out. I don't think of myself as a celebrity nor a kicker, so I'll be coming out to this. Don't give up, you're not me. Yeah, it's going to set the tone.
Gee.
I thought I'd kicked about 15, 20, 25 maybe when I was at Optus. Apparently it was an 8.
This is a shocker. This is not
good. Beautiful song. Beautiful song.
I'm coming out with
it sets the expectation.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm coming out with something pretty similar. X gon' give it to you. Wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' I'm going to bring my Sheridan dressing gown too. I'm going to come out like a full-blown boxer tomorrow. And then I'm going to kick it 35 metres with a torn hamstring.
Yeah, so you're going to let everyone down. It'll be interesting to see what everyone else can do.
Yes. But we have got some listeners, some of our contestants have been texting in, ringing in, wanting to add their song, their walkout song. So we might do that next and reintroduce ourselves to some of the contestants, but also what they might want to play before they roll out and unwrap it all.
Sure, let's do that.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
I'm just going to shout out to the Perth Redditors. Of course, it's an online community.
What do you call it?
Reddit. Front page of the internet.
Front page of the internet.
Yeah.
They don't like you, do they?
No. Oh, please. I love the way that you step away. Yeah, oh, Michelle's doing all this.
It's not us. I've never Googled Reddit in my life.
You have worked off various articles that have come from Reddit on this show. Every time I do it, I go, hey there, Reddit. I see you.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm part of your community and I'm going to talk about something you were talking about. And I don't think many people talked about this because it's dropped down on their algorithms.
Oh,
I can't find it.
Oh,
but someone was but nevertheless, hello. A guy was saying, I'm tall. He was about 6 foot, 6'5 or 6'6 or something like that. And he was looking for a deep pool, something with it. He goes, I need more than, I need more than 3 meters because don't feel
well, in
deep
three.
Oh, we need like two and a two, whatever the pool was. It's like us hanging around in the middle.
Diving.
Yeah, exactly. he just wants to be able to not have his toes touch the ground, sort of gear. Feel like he might be able to dive down, sort of stuff. Want to feel freedom.
A bit of dolphin pie.
Yeah, and so he's like, where's it? Exactly. He wants to frolic. And he's saying, where's a pool with a bit of depth to it? And someone said eventually, there was only one reply when I first saw it, Melville. Apparently they've got a diving board and, you get
big
a good 6 metres. Yeah. You can pop your eardrums down there.
So you got to go in the hyperbaric chamber when you get out.
Yeah, absolutely. Go up too
quick.
Yeah. Come up too quick, you're in all sorts. But the tall person.
Yeah.
It's a whole different life, isn't it? Because what do you clock in about, 6'2"?
188, I think I am.
Yeah, 6'2". Let's round you out to 190.
Before you know it, mate, I'm near 200.
Yeah, and fair. And Tom, the producer, he's a pretty tall guy. You've got a different world when you're going on out there, aren't you?
Swimming, there's a simple rule. You've got to be able to get, and I can speak from experience, you've got to be able to get your norgs under. It's got to be shoulder level. The bare boobs have got to get under. Because when you get in a pool, you're a bit frosty.
Yeah.
But once you get in, you're
then
fine.
You're okay because you're not,
But if you're half out, you're still getting the cool breeze on your shoulders.
Yeah.
No good.
And that's not good.
So I understand that.
The taller man. And I've heard too, because I'm just under 5'7", so I'm not, I don't have any problems. So if I put on my best heels, I can be 5'11".
Yeah.
But I've understood that the hanging pot plant is a tall man's natural enemy as well.
Well, hanging pot plant.
Yeah, you're just wandering out the back. Oh, come out on the deck. Bang. Yeah, you do all the soil in your pockets, all sorts of things.
Our mate's just bought a house in my first walkthrough, old house. So it doesn't have the lights in the ceiling, whatever they're called.
They're not flush, they hang.
So in first one, I was like, I'm going to bang my head on that, and that's going to ruin my time here forever. But I walked through confidently, aggressively, at natural speed, natural height, missed me by half a centimetre.
Jesus, isn't that
so
unreal.
Now for the rest of my time there, I can walk freely without concerns.
Well, depending on the globe wattage, though, you can't hang around under them. You'll just burn a whole hole in your hairline.
Don't worry, I've got singes.
It's 92.9 Triple M.
Thanks for listening to the Zave and Michelle for Breakfast podcast for Ross's Auctions. Get cash for your unused assets with Ross's Auctions. Auctions.com.au. ND5681. Zave and Michelle for Breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.